Thanks, Stewart.
Rosie, we begin here another day's toil, you might say.
This is toil?
Ike, stand corrected. Hardly toil.
It's sort of fun, isn't it?
It's got to be fun. Will you start the jolly proceedings?
Gladly.
Oh, joy.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
You know, folks, when you utter the cry, soup's on in this country, it means business.
Business?
Yeah, about $500 million worth of business per year.
Think of that. $500 million worth of soup's on.
That's the word straight from Clementine Paddleford. And believe me, there's a lady who knows how much we're eating, what we're eating, and how much it costs, and how to make it.
Well, soup is no trouble at all these days. Just open up a can or open an envelope and add some water and stir it up, and there you are.
Oh, yeah, these dried soup mixes are really caught on, haven't they?
It's an amazing thing, you know. We think of dehydrated foods and dried foods as being fairly recent discoveries.
Well, they are, aren't they?
No, not exactly, Rosie. And you hear talk about a food pill. And we certainly think that's new, don't we?
Well, generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, but actually, there was a soup in tablet form discovered by the French in 1742. Now, think of that.
Well, what are we waiting for? If we had the soup tablet then, why don't we go about eating food by pills?
Well, I guess because eating by the drawn-out way, leisurely, the different courses and the things in their natural state, it's pleasant. It's much fun, Ken.
Really, speaking of that French food pill in 1742, did you know that they had dehydrated food in the Civil War?
There you are, you see. There's an item. Say, who had this item, the North or the South?
Let's make it both. Let's not start an argument over
impartial.
That.
Impartial, yeah. Of course, they had dehydrated potatoes in the Alaskan gold rush.
Yeah, no sense in lugging big sacks of potatoes when you had all those big chunks of gold to haul in your bag.
Well, just a point of transportation. Mm-hmm. And then in Germany, think of this, ready?
Right.
When you talk about soup mixes and things, we think we're all so modern. But in 1838 in Germany, they had a green pea soup mix, and it was pressed in the form of a sausage.
In Germany?
Mm-hmm.
A soup in the form of a wurst would intrigue the people there, wouldn't it?
Sausage shape was practically... Well, it was a big selling point, I imagine. Anyhow, it was pretty good, too, they say.
Nowadays, you can have any kind of soup or any kind of a combination of soups. And this runs into the hundreds when you think of all the possible combinations.
Oh, yes. It's funny how all these soups go together. You can shuffle them like a deck of cards.
Isn't it wonderful? Soup's on, it doesn't take forever to make it like grandmother did, does it?
Mm-mm. Everything's done in a jiffy.
And that's the way it should be for the ladies, don't you think?
I sure do. No sense in slaving over a hot stove all day making soup when you can just shake it out of an envelope.
Well, I don't know. I think a soup pill was the... Man, it was a great idea. Just swallow the pill. Never mind even making it up in the pot.
Never mind. They say, you know, someday that we're going to survive on pills. I don't know, but there's going to be a pill for this and a pill for that, pill for the other thing.
Well, what do you say we have a dehydrated song? Or,
like Dry Bones?
some sort of a song. How about that?
Yeah, well, I think it would be a very good thing to do. We've had the soup course now. Let's press on to the entree, which will be music. My baby, I almost lost my mind. When I lost my baby, I almost lost my mind. My head is in a spin since she left me behind. Dug me a gypsy, and I had my fortune read. Went downtown, caught up a gypsy, and I had my fortune read. And I hung my head in sorrow when she said what she said. I can tell you people that the news, it was ungood. Yes, the information which this gypsy had to impart to me was decidedly on the ominous trend. Yes, a bring down. She said, your baby's done quit you. This time she's gone for good.
Maybe Buddy will play something for us now, huh, Bing?
Why not? We never know Buddy's mood, you know. Whatever he feels, he plays.
He's very temperamental. But quite good, I think.
Oh, quite.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, Bing, Rosemary, footsteps can be very revealing.
Revealing, Kent?
Yeah, you know, I'll show you what I mean. Rosie, would you mind taking a few steps?
Not at all, Kent.
There. You notice the steady, even, unhurried pace?
Man, if my heels were that high, I'd go slow, too.
Yeah, those are pretty spiky heels, Rosie.
And so narrow at the bottom. Do they hold up?
With so much weight pinpointed on one spot, spike heels were a king-size headache. But now Cat's Paw's new Adaprene tube tips end spike heel troubles for good.
Adaprene, Cat's Paw, Adaprene tube tips? What is Adaprene?
DuPont's miraculous new long-wearing material, made to resist chipping and spreading like never before.
Where do the tubes come in?
They go in, Ken, into the heels. This patented feature reinforces the heel, makes it even stronger than new.
Well, sounds like what our listeners have been waiting for.
That's right, Bing. Cat's Paw Adaprene tube tips wear better and longer than any other lift made.
Folks, get your Cat's Paw tube tips and world-famous Cat's Paw heels, soles, and microlite soles from the shoe repair displaying the Cat's Paw cat. And look for them on new shoes, too.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you.
Contest now.
Okay, what do you want to try?
Oh, anything.
Well, I can do anything you can do.
Oh, you can. I'll prove it.
Okay, Buddy Cole, you start it.
And we'll finish it.
I hope we make it.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with the bow and arrow.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I. Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
No, you can't.
40 cents?
50 cents.
30 cents.
If you can get it for a skinny, then I'll believe you.
dig, I can dig deeper. I can dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet.
40 feet.
I'll go to digging.
Ah, 60
you're not
feet.
Digging, you're
yes,
out
I can.
All right.
I could be a racer, quite a steeplechaser.
I can jump a hurdle, even with my girdle.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yep.
So gonna rap. Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
Get me some oxygen.
Yes, I can.
I got a note, please.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Say, Bing, it's happy birthday time.
Oh, clap hands. Who has the lucky letters today?
Station WIBW in Topeka, Kansas, celebrating their 35th birthday, no less.
Oh, I remember my 35th like it was only yesterday. Actually, it was, really, give or take a few millenniums.
Yeah. Well, WIBW has been serving northeastern Kansas since 1927.
Which certainly rates him a big birthday salute. So, WIBW from the Crosby Clooney Show and the CBS Radio Network, congratulations and many, many happy returns.
It's a most unusual day. I feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people. And a wonderful feeling, a feeling of spring. Most unusual time. I can feel my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, day.
Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.
Streets and highways are for motoring. Sidewalks are for walking. Buses and trains are for transportation. And parks and beaches are for recreation. They are not intended to be trash receptacles. Put your trash in baskets at street corners and at parks and beaches. On the road, carry a litter bag in your car. It takes your cooperation to help keep America clean and beautiful.